toward men. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
圣经这么说，在地上平安与喜悦归于人。
The couplet is glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
在这里是讲到说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，而在地上呢，就是平安与喜悦归于人。
The vertical line, glory to God in the highest, and the vertical and the horizontal line, peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
横的是至高之处，就是上帝荣耀归于他，而在横的呢，横线呢，就是地上平安归于地上的人。
Last Lord's Day, we preach on glorify God in the highest, and so it was to celebrate by praising the Lord.
在上一个主日，我们谈到要荣耀至高的上帝，这就是要预备来庆祝这个圣诞。
And I said that tonight I would speak on earth peace.Goodwill toward men.
而今天晚上呢，我要和大家分享这个关于地上平安与喜悦归于人的信息。
When Jesus was born, the angel announced the good news, and a big choir of angels also.
当耶稣诞生的时候，天使报了这个极美的佳音，而是这个天使的诗班也这么的歌唱。
But the message is extended now to the earth.
而这个信息现在已经传到地上了。
To the whole of mankind.
就是世上所有的人。
Because God the Father, like the King, having the Prince born into the kingdom.
因为我们的天父像一个国王那样，当他的儿子降世诞生的时候。
He is so happy that he announces a great blessing to the whole earth.
那个时候他很喜悦，就向全世界报这个喜讯和祝福。
He is willing to forgive us of all our sins.
他愿意赦免我们所有的罪。
And receive us back to him freely.
并且白白的接纳我们回去。
That is called an amnesty.
这就是大赦免的意思。
God forgives all mankind who would come back to him.
就是世人若愿意悔改认罪回到他面前，他愿意赦免他们的罪。
Every year, Christmas comes around.
每年都有这个圣诞节。
And the amnesty is again offered to the whole world.
而这个大赦免的信息又再次传给世上每一个人。
Especially to those who have never heard what Christmas is and what it means.
尤其是对于那些没有听过这个圣诞信息的人更为重要。
So the most important thing when we celebrate Christmas is to tell the good news to those who have never understood, who have never heard.
我们在庆祝圣诞的时候，重点是要向那些没有听过福音的人传信这个福音的信息。
How can we tell it to the outsiders who have never heard?
我们怎么向那些教会以外的人传福音呢？
I have urged you to bring a friend who does not know Jesus and a member of the family who is still outside Christ.
我曾劝你们把你们那些家里的成员或者是外面的朋友没有信主的带到教会来。
That is the least you can do when you come to worship the Lord here.
这是你今晚敬拜的时候最基本可以做到的。
Have you brought a friend and a relative?
你今天晚上是否有带领一个没有信主的朋友或亲戚家人来呢？
Well, I may not ask you to raise your hands.
今天我不需要叫你们举起手来。
But I want to speak to our new friends who are here tonight.
但是今天我要对在这里那些新的朋友说几句话。
You have come with a friend or your relative.
可能你的亲戚或你的朋友与你一同来。
And you have not known what is the real meaning of Christmas.
当然你也不明白这个圣诞节真正的意义。
But I will tell it to you that it is the coming of the Son of God.
这里主要是要让你知道，圣诞节是庆祝神儿子的降世。
It is not a holy person only.
耶稣不只是一个圣人而已。
Not like Confucius.
不仅是像这个孔子那样。
These men, sages of old, who are very famous philosophers, but they were men born of men.
这些圣贤，这些哲学家，虽然很伟大，但是只不过是人，由人所生的而已。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is born of the Virgin Mary.
但唯有我们的主耶稣基督是由童贞女玛利亚所生的。
Just now we read the scriptures. That Mary was engaged to Joseph.
那个时候，刚才我们也读到玛利亚和约瑟已经订了婚。
Before they came together, she was found with child.
但他们还没有同房之前呢，玛利亚就有了孩子。
And when Joseph was doubting,
当约瑟质疑的时候
，in the night when he was asleep, a wonderful dream came to him.
当他在夜晚睡觉的时候。有一个梦临到他
，and the angel of the Lord told him that he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而圣这个天使对约瑟说，玛利亚所怀的孕是由圣灵光照的而所生的。
And why should he come into the world?
而为什么这个救主要来到这个世上呢
？He is to come and save us from death.
他来的目的就是要拯救我们脱离死亡
Save us from our sins.
就是拯救我们脱离罪恶
It is a very sad thing that hundreds and thousands and millions are dying in the world without any hope, without any God.
当我们看到在世界上有千千万万的人在没有认识基督之前就去世这是多么可悲的事情
But when they come and know the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当他们来认识到耶稣的时候
How wonderful it is to know that he is the Son of God.
能够明白他是上帝的儿子是多么的美好
And he came specially to suffer for our sins.
而他来就是要为着我们的罪受苦
Finally, he was crucified on the cross.
最后他也被钉十字架
And was buried 3 days in the tomb, in the rock tomb.
死了之后被埋葬在坟墓里面三天
But on the third day,
在第三天
because he had no sin,
因为主耶稣本身没有罪恶
he died our death,
他是为着我们而死
death could not hold him,
死亡是不能够锁住他的
therefore he rose from the dead,
所以他从死里复活
and he lived forevermore,
他就永远的活下去
he showed himself to his disciples 10 times,
他也向他的门徒显现了十次
And on the 40th day He was taken up to heaven
在四十天之后呢他就在门徒的面前升天
And he is soon coming back to earth To judge the world
他不久的将来要来到这个世界来审判这个世界
So while we celebrate His first coming and his birth
所以当我们在庆祝主耶稣第一次降世的时候
We may be living and Jesus Christ will come and judge this world.
很可能在我们还在这里的时候主耶稣就突然降世要来审判这个世界
了。When he comes again to judge the world, he will save us from a terrible burning earth at war.
当他来到这个世界来拯救我们的时候那个时候这个世界将有许多的战争。
And we who are alive will suddenly be changed and be caught up to be in the clouds of heaven to meet with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而那时那些仍旧存活的人在主耶稣基督来的时候会被接到天上去永远与基督同在。
Now the great amnesty is given to you.
今天这个大赦免的这个信息已经传给你了。
If you will come and believe in him,
若你愿意来到他的面前来相信他的话
you will not die.
你不经历死亡。
Your sins will be forgiven.
你的罪恶会得到赦免。
Isn't this wonderful?
难道这不奇妙吗
？Not like the jingle bells in the world at Christmas time and Santa Claus.
不是像那些世界外面的人所庆祝圣诞的那种方式。
But we come here in our heart and spirit to worship Him, to thank Him for the forgiveness of our sins and for the life everlasting that we receive.
但是我们是诚心今晚来到这里来感来敬拜他，来感谢他所赐给我们的永生。
So now we want to offer it to you.
所以今天晚上我们要把这个信息传给你。
How do you receive him?
你怎么接受他呢？
If you believe my word.
若你相信我的话。
If you believe the word of the Bible, the word of God.
若你相信圣经就是神的话语。
Are you not touched by the carols that we were singing just now?
难道你不被刚才所唱的这些诗歌所感动吗？
All the old carols that we sing has a very mysterious power and makes us so happy even in all our sadness and burdens we carry in the world we are transported to the heaven.
这些诗歌古老的诗歌真的有一股很奇妙的力量，虽然我们可能心里感到忧愁，但听到这些诗歌就喜悦了起来。
Many years agoThe Tauke of Ik War Watch Company in North Bridge Road.
在在北桥路那边，在有一个老板。
The company, the watch company, is called Ik War.
这个手表的店的名字叫做Ik War.
And he came to join our church.
这个老板他有一天来参加我们的教会。
And he told us the story how he came to believe in Jesus.
他就和我分享他怎么样来相信了耶稣。
It was because of a Christmas Eve.
这是在圣诞前夕的那天。
A group of carolers came, stood outside his shop, which was shut already, but they sang beautifully, and they thought the angels had come.
有一些弟兄姐妹就来到他的店的外面来唱诗歌，这个报佳音。他就以为说这个歌声是多么的美妙，就像是天使在唱歌那般的。
He believed immediately that Jesus is the Son of God and he received him as his Savior.
那个时候他就马上的来接受了主耶稣基督为他个人的救主。
But tonight in Singapore,
但是今天晚上在新加坡
they're all dancing away, drinking away, and they call it Christmas.
他们在外面又吃吃喝喝又尽情的狂欢劲舞，却称这个为圣诞节。
But their hearts are full of sorrow and sadness, fear and frustration.
但是他们的心里却充满了忧愁，充满了恐惧和担忧。
And there are many sad people in the world.
而今天在世上真的有许多忧愁、心灵忧愁的人。
And I read in the papers yesterday, day before yesterday, that there are 1 million Iraqi Christians. They are lighting the candles in the church.
前几天我读到报纸，在伊拉克有100万的这些基督徒在伊拉克在点这个蜡烛庆祝圣诞。
Praying that war may not come to them.
他们祷告说，祈求神阻止他们的国家进入一场战争。
We Singaporeans are very fortunate with a good government.And especially with God's blessing protecting us year by year.
我们这些活在新加坡的人有这么一个好的政府来保护我们，真的是神赐给我们的福气。
We come here and we enjoy.
我们今晚能够来到这里来享受这个福气。
In peace and tranquility.
能够在平安中来敬拜。
But don't talk of international affairs.
但是我们不要谈这些国际的一些问题。
If you are outside Christ.
若你在基督以外
you have no peace.
你就没有了平安。
You are also filled with sorrow and sadness.
你心里也会充满了忧愁
fear and frustration.
恐惧还有不安。
This time I went to Australia.
这次我到了澳洲
and a couple met me.
有一对夫妇来见我。
They had migrated there hoping that their marriage would improve.
他们移居到那个地方，以为说他们的婚姻就会改进。
But it almost broke on the rocks.
但很可惜他们的婚姻几乎要破裂了。
Fortunately they repented, they were nominal Christians, they repented in time and returned to the Lord.
感谢主，虽然他们以前是不热心的基督徒，但他们悔改了，又回到主的面前。
And they were gloriously saved and loved each other again.
然后他们就得到拯救，又婚姻也再次能够美满了。
But the husband told me from his experience with other couples.
但是这个做丈夫的却和我分享了关于其他夫妇的。
He said, you may see couples going in and out hand in hand as if they are so loving.
他对我说，你不要看这些夫妇他们手拉手的进进出出好像很恩爱那般。
But many of them are about to break up.
但他们很多其实婚姻就将要破裂了。
Is it not so?
难道不是这样吗？
The more long years you are married, the colder you become because familiarity breeds contempt.
很多人因为结婚久了之后就对彼此冷淡了下来，因为都把对方当作是理所当然的。
This evening there may be some couples like this.
今天晚上或许就有一些夫妇是这样的。
You come here hoping that the Christmas service may bring you peace.
你今天晚上来到这里，以为说这个圣诞节的这崇拜能够给你带来平安。
But when you walk out of this place,
但是当你离开这个地方的时候
，war may come again.
可能战争又爆发了。
May the peace of Christmas on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
愿上帝所赐给你的平安与喜悦
be extended into the innermost of your hearts and bring you around.
能够临到你的心中，把你改变过来。
And who has got to take the initiative?
而谁要主动这么做呢？
The husband, Paul three times tells the husband, love your wife.
只有丈夫能够主动这么做，因为使徒保罗三次嘱咐丈夫要主动的去和好。
May this be the blessing of peace of Christmas to some estranged couple.
但愿主今天晚上所赐的平安能够帮助这里的一些夫妇。
And then between intimate person, between mother and son.
其次就是关于到母亲跟孩子之间的关系。
When you are outside Christ.
当你在主以外的时候。
An aged mother phoned up to complain to me about her son.
有一个年老的母亲打了电话给我来投诉她的孩子。
My son loved me and gave me $300 support per month.
我的孩子他非常的爱我，给了我每个月有300块钱的这个生活费。
But after he got married,
但是当他结婚了之后
he cut off $100.
他就减少了100块钱。
And she kept on complaining about the daughter-in-law, how wicked she is.
他就一直怪罪那个媳妇。
To be fair, I would not just believe what she said.
当然我要公平，所以我不能够直接的相信她的话。
But she complained, after they got married, their combined salary is about 7,000.
但是她投诉说，她的孩子跟这个她的媳妇结婚了之后，他们的薪水总共有加起来有7000块钱。
Instead of increasing, it is decreasing.
所以照理来讲，生活费应该增加，可是不但没有这么做，反而还减少。
Again, I will not accept that the daughter-in-law is everything wrong.
当然，我不能够完全接受说这个媳妇是完全是错的。
But to support our aged parents is not only Chinese culture.
但是支持就是在经济上支持我们的年老的父母，不仅是华人的一个习惯。
It is also the teaching of Jesus who very wonderfully taught against unfilial Jewish children.
其实主耶稣基督本身在他的话语里面也曾经教导过这个真理。
Are you willingly and lovingly supporting your aged parents?
你是否蛮有爱心的在经济上面支持你的父母呢？
If you merely give the money and chuck it to them,
如果你 是没有爱心的，就这样的啊，以金钱就这样资助你的父母的话。
Confucius says，
孔子这么说。
It is no better than feeding dogs and horses。
如果你没有以爱心来支持你的父母，你就好比是在喂猪喂狗那般。
May this peace of Christmas also bless you to be restored to the good relationship with your parents。
所以，但愿今天晚上这个圣诞节的平安，也能够帮助你和你的母亲、你父亲和好。
Peace and goodwill toward men。
平安与喜悦归于人。
Is extended to the church。
也来到了临到了教会。
How many baby churches have split? I can count on my fingers。
有许多笃信圣经长老会的教会都闹了分裂，我可以数出来。
When we realize how many times seventy times seven, if we realize how often Christ has forgiven us of our sins。
如果我们纪念到主耶稣基督本身，他多么多次的原谅了我们的罪。
And sometimes we are so remorseful, we say, Lord, throw me into hell because I'm so bad.
有时候我们对自己所犯的罪十分的难过，我们对主说，主啊，你把我抛到地狱里面去吧。
But our church, having some argument on a very small point,
但是我们的教会就针对一点小的问题争吵了起来，
cause the best friends to become enemies,
使到朋友之好朋友之间都成为敌人。
Can we not forgive one another because of Jesus?
难道我们不能够因着耶稣的缘故来原谅彼此原谅呢？
Finally, a word to all the world.
最后也要对这个世界的人讲这么一句话。
The goodwill that at this Christmas God grants to men.
今天晚上上帝赐喜悦他的喜悦与世人。
But will they pursue peace?
但是他们是否要追随这个平安呢？
Bush must attack Saddam.
布什无论怎么样都要攻击这个撒旦胡森。
I'm not concerned about politics, but the whole point is that there are 1 million Iraqi Christians, as I said, who are lighting candles, praying for peace.
我本身不大关注这些政治，但是我知道在伊拉克有100万的这些基督徒在点蜡烛，为这他们的国家来祷告，祈求没有战争。
And with the threat of nuclear war,
尤其是现在我们面临这个核子战争的这个危机。
No one can stop it.
没有人能够阻止。
Churchill warns the warmongers.
英国曾经有一个首相，他警告这些喜爱战争的人。
Because he was the leader of the British Empire in the war against Germany.
Churchill 这个首相，他在二次大战的时候是带领英国抵抗德国。
From his experience, he said.
从他的经历当中，他这么的分享。
Once a war comes, you become a slave of war.
一旦战争来临的时候，你就成为了战争的奴隶。
You can never know how you return.
你不知道你会变成怎么样的一个人。
But tonight, Christians are not for war.
但是今天晚上，我们知道基督徒是不支持战争的。
And those who make peace are called the children of God.
而那些使人和好的人就称为上帝的儿女。
Let us therefore pray for peace.
所以让我们大家为这平安来祷告。
That the Lord might bless us in our hearts, that we may not be so controlled by war, the spirit of war in our hearts.
让我们在心里面要求主帮助我们，不要被这个战争这个心态来影响。
May the peace of Christmas.Therefore, richly abound upon you to bless you this Christmas.
所以，但愿主今天晚上所赐给我们的平安，借着这个圣诞节临到我们的身上。
Let us pray.
我们来低头祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee indeed that thou hast brought us here, and we pray especially for those of our friends who are here for the first time, that they now know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to die for their sins, that if they will turn to Him, they will receive life everlasting. This is our prayer and blessing on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.